这件事关系到我们每个人的健康。
This matter concerns the health of everyone.
这一次我们必须要为国家知识产权局点赞。
This time, we must definitely give a thumbs up to the National Intellectual Property Administration.
就在这一两天。
Just in the past two days,
国家知识产权局出手了。
The State Intellectual Property Office has taken action.
他们批量注销了一大批误导消费者、带有欺骗属性商标、以一号土著为首的标。
They have mass deleted a large number of misleading trademarks, with one native being the most prominent.
有各种容易误导消费者的1127件商标被正式宣告无效。
1,227 trademarks that were easily misleading consumers have been officially declared invalid.
除了一号土著，
besides the first native,
还有我们熟知的千禾味业，
and our familiar Kaiyan food industry,
千禾林家共十件商标全宣告无效。
All 10 trademarks owned by Kaiyan were declared invalid.
千鹤林被立案核查停用。
Thousand Tree Forest has been suspended for investigation.
还有陈克明的手感商标也宣告无效。
Also, Chen Keiming's trademark was declared invalid.
马上下架手感。
Immediately start practicing.
挂面产品
Noodles
手感是商标
Touches the trademark
其实是流水线机器生产出来的
Actually, it is produced by a machine in a production line
金麦郎的手打细腻
The texture of the instant noodles is delicate
全商标自主注销
All trademarks can be self-registered
停产
Shut down,
手打挂面等等
and pulled noodles, etc.
我们要为国家知识产权局这一为民生考虑的做法
We support the practice of the National Intellectual Property Administration of China, which prioritizes the interests of the people.
高举双手赞成
Raise your hands to approve.
但可悲可叹的是
Unfortunately,
一号土著居然不服法院判决。
In the first picture, he actually refused to accept the court's verdict.
居然还要上诉。
Actually, I'm still appealing.
称他们是被冤枉和误伤的。
They claim they were wrongly accused and injured.
我认为
I think,
结合商标法规
Based on trademark regulations
商业模式
Business model
消费欺诈逻辑来看
Based on the logic of consumer fraud
把他们的商标作废不是监管误伤
Invalidating their trademarks is not a case of regulatory error
而是企业钻规则
Instead, companies exploit loopholes.
控制玩文字云霄的必然结局。他们的每一步操作都踩在法规的红线之上。
Anyone who engages in text marketing must ensure that they comply with all relevant regulations.
第一
First,
从投机云霄
From speculative marketing.
自作自受的视角来看
From the perspective of self-selling
一号土著商标被宣告无效
The trademark now one was declared invalid
实属咎由自取
This is a self-inflicted consequence
玩火自焚
Playing with fire leads to self-destruction
按照我国商标法第十条第一款第七项的规定
According to Article 10, Paragraph 1, Item 7 of the Trademark Law of China,
带有欺骗性
deceptive
容易使公众对商品质量
easily lead to public concern about product quality
原料养殖特点产生误认的标志
characteristics of raising raw materials
禁止注册已经注册的
prohibit registration of already registered ones
可依法宣告无效
it can be declared invalid by law
一号土著在开始之初就刻意拆分进行注册
the first indigenous person deliberately dismantled the process to register
只核准
only approved
一号土为注册商标
The first picture is a registered trademark.
刻意不注册完整的一号土著
In the deliberately incomplete registration photo.
在宣传和售卖的时候强行拼接猪这个通用品类词固定对外统称是一号土著按照常理消费者看见一号土著四个大字
When promoting and selling, forcibly splicing and creating this general purpose term, which is commonly referred to as NEL, One Earth according to normal consumer understanding, seeing the four large characters NEL, One Earth on the NEL, One Earth.
自然断句为一号加土著
Natural segment is one plus indigenous.
心里必然默认产品是农家散养传统繁育的土猪肉
There must be an implicit assumption that the product is pork from free-range traditional farming of native pigs
但该公司实际定义是一号土加土
However, the company's actual definition is 1.5 tons of soil
猪肉土是品牌字号
Pork is a brand name
不代表养殖的属性和肉质的品类
This does not represent the attributes of farming and the categories of meat
这家公司从商标设计之初
This company from the very beginning of trademark design
就利用文字断句的漏洞
Exploit the weaknesses in sentence segmentation.
瞄准消费者对土猪肉高品质的固有认知来做。
Targeting the consumer's inherent perception of high quality pork from wild boar.
套利。商标从设立的逻辑就带有欺骗属性。
The speculation trademark has a deceptive attribute from its very inception.
妥妥的挂羊头卖狗肉被宣告无效。
The case of selling fake goods as genuine was declared invalid.
是依法纠错。
Correct according to law.
完全正确。
Absolutely correct.
第二。
Second.
一号土著依托误导商标溢价牟利
One indigenous group exploited the misleading trademark to profit
靠信息差收割消费者获利逻辑
The logic of profiting from consumers by exploiting information asymmetry
建立在误导欺骗之上
Based on deception and fraud
该品牌借着土猪字样的品牌暗示
This brand leverages the brand implication of raised on pig feed.
终端售价比普通的生猪要贵5到10元美金。
The terminal price is $5 to $10 more expensive than ordinary pigs.
大量买菜的奶爸奶妈和爷爷奶奶就是冲着土猪两只去的。
A large group of parents and grandparents who were buying groceries were all heading towards the two stalls selling local produce.
他们常年依靠土猪标签。
They have long relied on indigenous labels.
赚取品质溢价。
Earn quality premium.
这构成妥妥的长期欺诈的事实。
This constitutes a clear case of long-term fraud.
第三
Third,
催生行业威风，带坏了农产品商标的生态，整治
Crackdown on industries that damage the ecological environment and ruin the trademark of agricultural products.
他们是行业纠错的必然选择。
They are the inevitable choice for industry correction.
一号图中
In the first picture,
这套拆分注册商标加拼接品质
This set of splitting and combining trademark registration
关键词溢价的套路
Tricks of keyword bidding
可谓带了个坏头
It's like having a bad head
成为全行业效仿的模板
To become a template that the entire industry will follow.
后续有大量商家扎堆注册。
Subsequently, a large number of merchants gathered to sit on i.e. exploit the situation.
笨爷
Old man
农家跑山等等
Farm running, mountain running, etc.
再搭配鸡鸭
Also with chicken and duck,
鱼等通用词
fish general term,
衍生了大批的笨鸡蛋
generated a large number of clumsy eggs,
跑山鸡、野田鸭等心机商标，全靠文字暗示卖高价
run up to the field and sell new brand products at high prices by relying on text clues.
以至于农产品市场商标乱象泛滥
So that the trademark chaos in the agricultural product market is rampant
让消费者无所适从
To make consumers feel lost
该公司辩称
The company argued that
自身真的养殖有土著深耕产业多年却被误判
Actually,We have been farming pigs for a long time, but we have been wrongly judged.
但他们的产品只有部分是所谓的土著，并非全品类。
But their products are only partially what are called indigenous, not all categories.
他们然后就套用土著作为品牌暗示。
Then they used indigenous people as a brand suggestion.
全系列产品都是土著。作恶在先，带坏风气。
All products are based on traditional Chinese culture and customs.
现在却在冒充好人，喊冤枉。
Now, he is pretending to be a victim and falsely accusing others.
实在是。缺德和令人不齿。
Truly despicable and reprehensible.
目前
Currently,
最新消息是
The latest news is that
该案已经走完了商标的复审。
The case has been completed regarding the trademark review.
复审仍然被判无效。
The appeal was still dismissed.
但一号土著的老板仍然不死心。
But the old boss of the first tribe still refused to give up.
已向法院提起行政诉讼
filed an administrative lawsuit.
等待法院的判决。官司的最终结果目前未定。
Waiting for the court's verdict, the final outcome of the lawsuit is still uncertain.
若他们胜诉，商标就可以恢复使用。
If they win the lawsuit, the trademark can be restored.
然后在市场上再次大行其道。
Then it was once again popular in the market.
继续误导消费者。天下苦情久也。
Continue to mislead consumers, causing widespread suffering.
你们难道还想看到这种事情再次发生吗？
Do you want to see this happen again?
想当年，媒体在报道一号土著的老板陈生，从北大毕业， 没有找到工作。
In those days, the media reported on the story of Chen Sheng, a one RIC graduate from Peking University who couldn't find a job.
只能靠卖猪为生，创业时。
Only relying on selling as a startup.
我还曾被他的励志故事所打动。
I was also moved by his inspiring stories.
没想到在利益面前。
Unexpectedly, in the face of interests,
他也能竟然干出置公众健康和社会利益。
He was able to do things that put public health and social interests at risk.
于不顾的这种欺诈。
This kind of deception,
甚至损害广大人民群众健康的事来。
Even things that harm the health of the general public.
他们的原罪不是靠狡辩
Their sin is not through deception,
甚至找媒体来洗白
even finding media to whitewash,
就能一笔勾销的
That's a done deal.
如果你赞成我的观点
If you agree with my point of view,
同时也在为食品的安全担忧
At the same time, they are also concerned about the safety of food.
请一定要把这条视频顶起来。
Please make sure to pin this video.
转发出去。
Forward it.
让更多的人看到。
Let more people see.
不要让这些无良的公司再横行下去。
Don't let these unscrupulous companies continue to abuse their power.
不要让他们得逞。
Don't let them succeed.